This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Will you be watching the Cubs and White Sox spring training game on Saturday, which will be broadcast on the Marquee Network? What is the biggest storyline in Cubs camp? How about White Sox camp?
Well, I might be watching it. I think I'll probably tape it or DVR it. I don't know that I'll be making an appointment to watch that on Saturday afternoon.
Aren't you busy Saturday afternoon?
Yes, I am a little busy Saturday
afternoon. You got to play some ball.
Let's go. Don't bury the lead here.
But you can record it.
I'm going to be playing some basketball at the United Center. Court of Dreams.
Court of Dreams, Remy Martin.
Yes, Court of Dreams, Remy Martin. We're getting together with some score people and some great listeners, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I think also participating, the great Mark Grody.
Is it going to be on like Score Twitch?
I don't know.
Like,
we need to find that
YouTube
out.
YouTube channel?
I'm not sure.
Where's Mitch? I mean, where's Mitch?
I think maybe the fewer cameras, the better.
No. I want live stream of this when I'm in Davenport.
Marshall,
okay, I'll watch this while I watch
Marshall
my kid
Harris
dance.
Is going to be gimping around there.
Gimping around? You guys are so mean to Marshall.
I think Gabe Ramirez is going to be taking every shot. I think he's a black hole.
Is his brother going to be there to back up all the chestiness?
But Gabe's talking some serious trash. And me. And maybe some other people are involved that think Lissa Bergamini might be there, Rich Wyatt, and the coaches are going to be the great Chuck Swirsky and Bill Weddington.
Over under, how many points does David score in this game? We want to set it at 3.5?
Yeah, well,
that's
a great question. What is your mentality? You say you do keep talking about Gabe as the black hole in the shooting. I mean, are you being self-descriptive in that? Is that projection?
No, I'm a distributor. I'm a facilitator. I'm the guy that pass. I'd get more joy out of passing than scoring.
I know you'll be able to get up and down the court. You run quite a bit.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
I'm not worried about your conditioning.
Well, I think
worried
you're
worried about the foot, maybe, not the conditioning.
Maybe. I don't want to pop an Achilles.
I'm not taping my ankles.
I don't know how I'm going to play.
You got high tops?
I don't have high tops. I got three-quarter.
Oh, wow.
Three-quarter. You go get some Chuck E. T's.
You should
expense some high tops. There's a good opportunity.
That's a good idea.
You know, get some.
That's
say,
a good
hey,
idea.
I'm concerned about my ankles.
Dick's Sporting Goods after the show?
Why not?
Maybe so.
That's I thought the Bulls got a couple extras. I just don't know. If
I don't want to be wearing.
NBA players.
No. I don't know.
Like new shoes, but I don't know if NBA players, like they're like everybody's like a size 15 or bigger,
I know.
Right? I mean,
yes.
They might not have.
I want 11.
11s
or 10s. Good size 11. That's good. Good understanding there.
There's nothing wrong with a size 11.
So
I'll say that.
We'll get into the storylines of Cubs and Sox camp, but I'll be busy tomorrow.
I will be too. I will fire up the DVR and hopefully.
And what are you doing again?
I will be in Davenport, Iowa, watching dance. Yes.
Crackers.
Yes. Won't be here on Monday, so that is a blessing for
everybody. Yes. Hey, that's breaking news.
Will not be here Monday.
Not here Monday. Oh my gosh!
Wow!
I didn't know that.
Party! Party! Everybody! No collar! No collared shirts! I'm wearing shorts.
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Flip-flops for everybody.
Flip-flops.
I'm going to yawn.
Alex Kuhn will be here. Alex Kuhn?
MVP? Alex Kuhn's the MVP.
I thought that was Robbie.
Oh, Robbie's at a different level.
Which one's Wally pipping me?
Robbie.
Robbie?
Yeah, then Alex. That's quite a tandem.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I will have that game DVR'd at home. And, you know, the biggest storyline in Cubs camp is Michael Busch, without a shadow of a doubt. And when will we first see? Will Michael Busch, was he playing catch or swinging a bat lightly? I just wonder when we will see Michael Busch in camp. And then for the White Sox, it's like, okay, who's leading off? Who's taking the ball? Who are these guys?
Well, and if they don't play their top line guys, then we'll really be asking who are these guys, because it's
the White Sox backups.
Well, I'm just saying.
Good luck with that.
I have looked at the roster, and fellas, like it's
I've stared into the abyss.
Yes, you don't know. You just don't know who they are. So, I told you a friend of mine sent me a list of the top 100 players according to MLB.com, and 10 of them were White Sox. And if I read the names to you, you would wince. You would just be damaged by it. So I'm not going to do that. But it just makes you not trust prospect lists. I think that I will definitely be recording it and watching it. I don't know that I will watch it live, but that's the sort of thing that, like, late at night, when everyone's in bed, you can sit down and really spend some time kind of just looking at people and shaking your head. The biggest storyline in Cubs camp has got to be third base, period, end of story. It's going to be what's going to happen. You mentioned Gage Workman hit a home run. That's nice, because he's one of the guys. He's one of the names mentioned. It's not just about the starter. It's about the backup and the depth of the whole thing. So I think that there is, you know, a lot of concern about that. And a fun thing to kind of take a look at, because they're heading to Japan not too far from now, right? It's right around the corner. And as far as the White Sox are concerned, you know, the two best pitchers in camp are their young left-handers. We saw them pitching earlier in the week, just the two of them throwing next to each other. Those are going to be really good players for a really long time. I don't think it starts this year. So I don't think we're going to be seeing their best talent for a couple of years. And so I'm interested in just kind of who we're going to see. I don't know who the starting pitcher is for the season. We know that Shota is going to be the season opener for the Cubs. Fantastic. Justin Steele did it last year. We have no idea. Is it Jonathan Cannon by default? Because not only is he going to be in the rotation, but he's a guy that they kind of developed. I don't know. So I'm curious about all those things with the White Sox. I'm just curious to see what they look like and where the wins are coming, if indeed they have any. That would be my interest level, and I'm definitely going to watch that one. I'm looking forward to it. I've already recorded it, so I'm all set. All right, we've got... we've got your phone calls next, 312-644-6767. What did you watch? Did you watch the hockey last night? And how good was that? Was the tournament even better because it was in a kind of a dead window of sports events, with the way that the NFL finished up, with the fact that the NBA didn't take any of their all-star stuff seriously, and it just seems like this was a perfect opportunity before we're now getting some baseball up and running.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.